Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a big girl.
Hey girl, hey, I am Kim A and welcome to Big Girl Chronicles, where we are not skinny, but we are good and plenty, okay? Big Girl Chronicles is a show for all my plus size queens, and we are here to rewrite your life script and teach you how to love yourself unapologetically.
Have you ever felt not good enough? Have you felt like your stomach was too big or that you didn't have the perfect body? Have you felt that you didn't like your rolls or your curves? Or have you felt like you just wanted to go in a shell and hide your body from yourself and from everyone? Have you felt insecure? Well, listen, I have felt all these things, and sometimes I still do. I felt not good enough just because of my weight. Growing up, I was a black sheep, not popular, and I was the underdog. I was bullied and abused in more ways than you can even imagine. I remember this even starting in my preteen years on up, the name calling, being criticized, ridiculed was the norm for me. I was called fat, piggy, told, oh, you just need to lose weight, you're too big. And this type of treatment continued even as an adult. Yes, adults can be so cruel, shady, nice, nasty. I even remember someone telling me one time, oh, I hope you don't get as big as the people on my 600-pound life, the show. Was that supposed to be like some type of motivation or some encouragement? You know? So as some of you know that are listening now, I rapped, and I still do, and I was heavy into music in my teenage and early adult years. But I recorded a song called Big Girl, which you heard a snippet of in this intro. And how this song came about was one day I realized that I am beautiful and just as hot and fierce as the next person. Who said that a size 2 or 4 was beautiful? Who said that everyone looking the same is where it's at? It can be quite boring to me. I then noticed that people with curly hair, they wanted straight hair. People with straight hair, they want curly hair. People who were tall, some wish they were short. People who were short wish they were tall. Some people who are thin, they wish they can be just as good, thick, and plenty as me, okay? So there are actually people out here injecting themselves, y'all, just to be thick and be a big girl and be considered plus size. So that's how the song Big Girl was created. And it became an anthem, not only for me, but for all the big girls out there. At this point, I recognized that I am who God created me to be. I know who I am, and he doesn't make any junk, hunty. He made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. God, for making me so wonderfully complex. His workmanship is marvelous. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You are wonderfully made, queen. Whether you are top heavy, bottom heavy, or all the things in between, you are wonderfully created. So I started to embrace that. I started to live that and walk that out. And I know that to be true because let me tell you this story, okay? So when I was born, the doctor literally said to my mom, shout out to my mom, but he literally said to my mom, your daughter's bones are big and she's going to be a big girl. I was even drinking non-fat milk as a baby. True story, all facts. And then when people would talk about me or criticize me, then I would tell them, I'm big boned. I was born big boned. That's what the doctor said. But all in all, I knew I am not junk. I'm not ugly. I knew I was created wonderfully complex. Fat does not equal ugly. I'm going to say that again. Fat does not equal ugly. You don't have to be a size 2 to be accepted or to feel beautiful. Still have moments of insecurities? Yes, I do. I used to tell myself that, oh, I'm ugly or I'm too fat. Believing what others said about me, believing the lies, couldn't even accept a compliment. Always putting myself down when someone would compliment me. People used to tell me, Kim, can you just accept a compliment? That's what shame looked like for me. So if someone were to say, oh, I love your dress that you have on, I immediately would just shut it down. And I would say, oh, this old thing, oh girl, it only costs like $5 at the thrift store. That's how ashamed I was of my body. I didn't feel comfortable with who I was. So this is what I did to overcome my insecurities. And I continue to do this to this day. I would stand in the mirror naked. I know we can be real here. And I would tell myself, I am beautiful. I am fierce. I would tell myself, I am more than enough. And thick is where it's at, okay? I would hug myself, my rolls and all, and embrace every single curve and speak positivity to myself and my body. So I want you to know, sis, that you are beautiful the way you are. I know it sounds cliche, I know, but it's the truth. Just be proud of who you are. Don't be ashamed of your size or how society may see you, or don't be ashamed of how society says you should look. Because it is not about the size you wear, but how you wear your size. It's not about the size you wear, but how you wear your size. So here are some affirmations that I want to share with you. That when in those moments of feeling down or insecure, or in those moments where you feel like you're ugly or ashamed of yourself, I want you to look in the mirror every day, whether it's with your clothes on, without, whatever is comfortable for you. I don't care if you're just home for the whole entire day and you want to put on your flyest outfit, beat that face, and you stand in front of the mirror. You hug yourself, you grab those rolls, embrace those curves, and I want you to say these words. I am beautiful. This body of mine is beautiful. I am confident. I am wonderfully made. I am proud of who I am. I am good and plenty. I am courageous. This body of mine is loved, no matter the size. This body of mine is forgiving. Forgive yourself for believing the lies and the insecurities. And this body is equal. You are not less than the next person, Queen. You are beautiful. All right, my big girl butterflies, always remember that we may not be skinny, but you are good and plenty. You are beautiful, and you are more than enough. Thank you for tuning in to Big Girl Chronicles. I am your girl and your host, Kim A, and we will see you next week. I'm a big girl.